Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the American Alliance for Manufacturing.
And I'm Jake Sherman. We're all running on just a little sleep after a late State of the Union last night, so bear with us. John Harris and Matt Nussbaum are out with a big picture look at Trump's what-if presidency following a State of the Union that invited people to imagine an alternate universe where the president had not compulsively lashed out against opponents and taken steel wool to the country's cultural, ideological, and racial wounds. The two write that the 80-minute speech gave the answer. He would be in a commanding position in American politics 1 year in power with his own party firmly locked down and Democrats on the defensive.
Here's a playbook observation. Wow. Democrats really, really, really seem to disdain Trump. The opposition party, in this case Democrats, has rarely, if ever, been as negative on a president as Democrats were last night. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and her number two, Steny Hoyer, could barely contain their disdain for Trump's remarks. When he said he created 2 million jobs, she shook her head. She shook her head again when Trump said America is seeing rising wages. On infrastructure, Trump outdid himself, saying he wanted $1.5 trillion for infrastructure. Last year, he said he wanted $1 trillion. Both Republicans and Democrats were left to wonder how he would pay for it. On immigration, Democrats literally laughed when he called his plan a, quote, down-the-middle compromise. They hissed when Trump described what he thought were pitfalls of America's current immigration system.
Here's one line that'll stick on the right, soon to come to a t-shirt near you. Americans are dreamers too. Our colleague Andrew Restuccia breaks down the speech with a look at how Trump toned it down, making the strategic choice to deliver a conventional speech in front of Congress and the nation, while the New York Times writes that Trump could sell an improved economy, but not himself. His approval ratings remain at historic lows, and that hasn't changed despite his success in passing the tax bill. The Washington Post has a look at how Trump was on his best behavior last night. No shouting, no big gestures, no mention of radical Islamic terrorism.
The curse of the State of the Union response hit again last night. Matt Nussbaum has a look at how the corner of Joe Kennedy's mouth appeared especially shiny during his response to Trump's State of the Union, which quickly led to many online accusing him of drooling during his address. And now Washington heads west, to West Virginia, that is, for the Republican retreat at the Greenbrier Resort, 4 hours southwest of Washington. The retreat kicks off at 4:30 p.m. with Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell giving a speech entitled A Big Vision for America. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, David Winston, and Myra Miller talk about middle-class Americans' views of the tax plan and the opportunity for 2018. Vice President Mike Pence speaks at 7 p.m.
A really good story by John Bresnahan, our Capitol Bureau chief, on the demise of one of the best gigs in Congress, being a committee chairman. He writes, hemmed in by term limits, a domineering party leadership, bitter partisan feuds, and a GOP base that automatically loathes anyone in power, seven Republican committee chairs have decided to leave office at the end of this Congress, a remarkable level of turnover by any measure. While it appears Trump is all but certainly going to release the now famous Devin Nunes House Intelligence Memo, the Washington Post is reporting that Justice Department officials appealed to Trump, chief of staff John Kelly on Monday about the dangers of publicly releasing the memo, while the Daily Beast reports that Devin Nunes would not tell his colleagues whether he worked with the White House on the memo.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller is seeking to interview Mark Carolla, an ex-spokesman for Trump's legal team. And we've got a pair of Politico investigations. Ian Colgren reports that female employees are alleging a culture of sexual harassment at the Humane Society. And Sarah Carlin Smith and Brianna Ellie report that Trump's top health official, Brenda Fitzgerald, traded tobacco stock while leading anti-smoking efforts. Today, the president will meet with Vice President Mike Pence, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. And in the afternoon, he will meet with American workers about tax reform, and he will also meet with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.